man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winnemore boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Little towns all across this land. Ah, what a song. Hey, we're back, folks, with our Trump phenomenon. Back from Nashville, back from the American Renaissance, and back at our base here in North Dakota. Feels good to be home. But it sure was fun in Tennessee, and I want to, in this brief 1 hour that we have together, I want to convey to you just how fun it was to participate in the greatest Patriot Conference event of my lifetime, and the greatest that I know of or that I've heard of. I haven't been to every event, but I've heard something about every event, especially the big ones and the spectacular ones. And this is the best one ever. And it's not even close, I think. I don't know what number two would be. But I know this surpasses any event, including my own events that I've put on. I had an event. My biggest event was 425 people back in 2005. Was this a better event than that? Yes. Yes, it certainly was. starting with the dinner. The steak was great. Our banquet in 2005 was so-so. This was real Tennessee barbecued steak grilled outdoors. Oh, my gosh. I smelled that great steak wafting everywhere. You know, you couldn't get away from the wonderful smell. And I thought, you know, whoever's cooking that behind the hotel, you can see the smoke, you know, blue smoke or whatever coming up around the sides of the hotel. I thought those police and those park rangers, you know, these are real men. And there were some real women with them, too. They know how to eat. And so, you know, they need to eat, too. So, you know, I thought, well, while our banquet meal is being cooked in the kitchen, and, you know, it'll be a typical banquet, you know, meal, you know, some chicken, stuff like this, you know, edible. Well, the police and the rangers, they've got the real meal going on their big outdoor barbecue, because there were a lot of them. I can't tell you how many, but there were a lot of the enforcement personnel. And they're cooking up some great steaks. Oh, those lucky dogs. Well, no. When the wonderful waitresses, the wonderful servers, I guess if that's what you call them, the servers, brought us our plates, lo and behold, set down before my eyes, my bulging eyes, steak is the biggest steak I've ever eaten. You know, an inch and a half thick, or I don't know, I didn't have a ruler to measure it. It was thick and perfectly pink inside. Oh my gosh. And all meat, a little bit of fat, you know, a little bit of just enough gristle for flavor. Oh my gosh. What a steak. Now, that it starts with that. And then we go through from A to Z. Everything about the event was tip-top, best speakers ever, best accommodations ever, you know, best rooms, best refreshments, best coordination and smoothness, best opportunity to question, by far the best chance to meet people, both speakers, and you could say sort of celebrities in the movement, want to put it that way, and your kinsmen, your fellow patriots. It was just superlative. And then I want to say this, moving forward, I don't want to make you just green with envy. I don't want to make your mouth water and make you hungry. I want to whet your appetite. You missed the American Renaissance Conference outside of Nashville. Hey, I invite you to partake of the same experience at the American Freedom Party / Council of Conservative Citizens event. Also 3 days, exactly the same. We'll have the exact same steaks cooked by the very same people. And we'll have a speaker's list that's just as stunning as Jared Taylor's. And I don't think he would find that to be an unfair statement at all. I think his own assessment would be, yes, these folks have come up with just as good a speaker roster as I have. And so there you go. Of course, the same rooms, the prices about the same. Jared's event was $250. Ours is $125. That's pretty good. And let me whet your appetite even further. If you call me, and I hope you will call me, 701-317-5317. If you call me and if you, you know, and we're all patriots, so we're not going to buffalo each other. If you can afford to pay for a ticket, of course, please pay for a ticket. But if, you know, you're a student or you just don't have the money, if it would really help for you to get a free ticket. Yes, I said a free ticket. I can help you out as the event director. I can't help you out on the room cost, which is $100 a night. Boy, is that worth it. It's much cheaper than the hotels in the nearby town. Much better deal. And it's so wonderful to be right there in the hotel, right at the event. No wasted time driving. Don't go out to your car, come back, go out to your car. What? No, I came to the event on Friday, got out of my car, went into the event, never left the building, even once, until Sunday when I drove back to the Nashville airport. That's the way it should be. And that's the way it'll be for you. No need to leave the building whatsoever. You can go out on the balconies and listen to the birds and watch the fish jumping in the lake down below you. Oh, it's so serene. At night, open the door to your room and listen to Canada geese quack. Well, in June, the Canada geese won't be quacking. They were moving north. But there'll be other things, ducks and frogs and, you know, birds, the wind in the trees. Oh, my gosh, the beautiful smells of the Tennessee forest. So, boy, I'm getting poetical here myself. And you can come to our event. It's June 15 through 17. My point was, if I can help you get to the event as a director, I will. If that means giving you some kind of a deal on the tickets, I will. Can't give you a deal on the hotel room, but it's only $100. And listen, if you load a car up with American Patriots or from other countries, well, people coming from other countries, they'll put them all in that one room. There are two big queen beds. You can fit a bunch of people in those. I don't know how you work it. The rooms are spacious. You can throw some people on the floor, or on a chair. You know, you can sleep a bunch of people in one of those rooms. So $100, you know, you split it a couple of ways. It's not much. And then that banquet, that juicy steak, oh my gosh, you would pay $35. That's exactly what you if you could get such a steak at, let's say, the Texas Roadhouse. I don't know if Texas Roadhouse steak is this good. I haven't had one that good at Texas Roadhouse. And you'd pay $35 for it, with the salad and the trimmings and the potato stuffed second twice baked potato. Oh my gosh. The broccoli, oh, everything just perfect. So I'm going to make it really affordable. June 15, the generosity is from the American Freedom Party and from the Council of Conservative Citizens, two of the most revered names in our cause, coming together. And if you want to be present for history, this is pretty special, folks. You can say you were there. You know, your ancestors can say they were there in Philadelphia at Constitution Hall, you know, for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You'll be able to say you were there when the two of the top organizations, the AFP and the CFCC, got together. And that's what we're doing. We're blending ourselves together in a partnership that will keep some independence of each organization, but will actually make us sort of we'll move together and act together as one. So with interlocking, what do they call that in the corporate world? Interlocking boards of directors. Interlocking. That's a good term. It's fun to take a term out of corporate America and actually get to use it. We already have interlocking boards of directors. James Edwards, for example, is on both boards, so he's interlocking. And, well, speaking of James Edwards, one of your favorite speakers, radio host, all that good stuff, I asked James how old he is now. When he was on this show on Friday, you can go back and listen to him on Friday, right there at the American Renaissance Conference. I snagged James and his wife as they were about to leave to head back to the Memphis area. They were only able to come in on Friday for the event. I think he told me he was 36 or 8 now, about like that, I think. So quite a young guy. But you'll get to meet him in person at our event. He is one of our headline speakers. And there's your chance to meet James Edwards. If you want to call in here to the show and ask me any questions about the event just concluded or the event coming up, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I don't see any calls right now, which must mean there are lines open. So avail yourself of them. Let me scroll down a little bit and see if my eye is missing anything. Nope. Line's open. So feel free to give me a call. Also, another topic I'd like to discuss tonight is Donald Trump's spectacular event on Saturday in the town of, oddly enough, named Washington, north of Detroit, Michigan. And Donald Trump in that event says, you know, I'd rather be in Washington, Michigan today than Washington, D.C., for that stupid, dumb White House correspondence dinner, which I watched. I wasted some time watching it. And this horrible, not funny comedian, let me try to remember her name. Her last name is Wolf, and I think her first name is Michelle. She was terrible. She was disgusting. She was filthy. She was vile. Her jokes were putrid. It was sort of like verbal porno, her whole presentation. And part of it that was incredibly dishonorable. And I'm sorry that Sarah Huckabee Sanders had to endure it. But good was served, because this Michelle Wolf, with the cackling hyenas of the press laughing as if this were funny, she showed their inner soul with her fake humor. She showed how rotten they are inside, that they could actually find funny and laugh at this kind of filthy jokes. You know, dress up in black tie, white tie, or whatever, and you know, the ladies all decked out to listen to filth. And poor Sarah Sanders, she, good-natured, naive, the way that we are, the way that we good patriots are, we're a little bit naive. We're a little bit too trusting. We expect better from people. She made a mistake of agreeing to be up on the stage, two chairs away from the microphone where Michelle Wolf launched into poor Sarah Sanders, just sitting there. All of a sudden, Michelle Wolf looks, turns to her and looks, and starts launching vile jokes at Sarah Sanders. And Sarah Sanders handled it the right way. She grimaced. She didn't let anything, nothing was funny. Of course, these were disgustingly personal, putrid jokes with no basis in reality at all. You know, sexually oriented, you know, personally oriented. Just so inappropriate. It's unbelievable. But she grimaced and just set her jaw and endured this barrage. I thought another reaction that would have been appropriate would have been to just get up, kick her chair over, get up and maybe flip the table over while she's at it and stomp off the stage. Another response that would have been appropriate would have been to get up from her chair, walk over to Michelle Wolf, and maybe, you know, I won't say it, but confront her in some way. She earned it. I mean, it would have been an appropriate response to that kind of personal, degrading insult. How about taking her down on the floor for some wrestling? That would have been good. I won't say, you know, punch her. I won't say that. So but anyway, she endured it, and the world got, well, gee, not many people watched that disgusting dinner. More people watched Donald Trump in Michigan. But those that saw it, or those that will see it on video, they saw Sarah served a good purpose there, because she, by enduring that ordeal, she let a couple of good things happen. America got to see how disgusting their fake news media are. Also, another good thing happened. I'll tell you what that is right after the break. This is a good chance to call in, folks, so take the opportunity. We'll be right back. Still last 10 years like the show.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We're back, folks. I was just referring to the Donald Trump great rally in Michigan on Saturday at the same time that I was at the American Renaissance Conference, so I was not able to relish this great rally. Only later did I get to watch it. Listen to this from the end of the rally. Huge crowd, big crowd, inside of a giant sort of a arena. Not giant arena, a big arena. Not big enough, though, because outside were tens of thousands of people who couldn't get in. And, you know, overwhelmingly, as are all of Donald Trump's audiences. Well, first of all, America is a very majority white nation. Perhaps 2/3 of us are white people. So just a random selection of Americans will be 2/3 white. But Donald Trump's rallies are not 2/3 white. They are, well, you come up with your own percentage. You know, if you see 100 paces in a screenshot, I'm looking at about 40 in this screenshot. I'm about to play a little Donald Trump. Well, they're all white people. And what does that mean? Well, it means something. It means something different to different people. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. I like it. You like it. But here's Donald Trump talking to all those white people a Saturday in Michigan. This is how he closed. And then we'll go back to earlier spots in the speech and play those. Let me just let me reduce the scale here just a little bit so I can kind of control the screen a little bit better. And there we go. There we go. And kind of full screen it here a little bit. Okay. Here he comes.
Great. Great team. It's a great team. But this is our chance. We've never had a chance like this. We're taking our country back. You have just no idea. So many people come up to me. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I say, for what? For what? You're taking our country back. It's true. So many people, they say, thank you, sir. I always say, for what? They say, sir, you're taking our country back. And it's true. It's true. We're all taking our country back.
Oh.
You know, in the great state of Tennessee, a congressman, a wonderful guy, came up to me. They have very early voting. This was before the election. They have early voting and came up to me, and the voting had just started. And I was in Pennsylvania making a speech. He's a friend of a Pennsylvania congressman, and they were together in Pennsylvania. And comes up to me and goes, I wasn't president then. We're campaigning. And the election had just started. So with the early voting, he says to me, you know, Mr. Trump, he called me. He goes, I don't know what's happening in the rest of the country. But Tennessee, early voting, I have been doing this stuff for 25 years, and I've never seen anything like it. People that are great Americans, but they never voted before because they never had anybody that they wanted to vote for. They work hard. They pay taxes. They're coming out of the hills and out of the valley. They've got the red caps on. They've got the Make America Great on. They've got the Trump on. And I don't know what's happening. But if every place is like Tennessee, you're going to win this election, Mr. Trump. True.
Oh, that's good. And that is just the way it happened, isn't it, folks? That's exactly the way it happened. Now, let me go back to the beginning of this, and then I'll go back to talking about the American Renaissance and past and the American Freedom Party conference coming up. I'll just go back toward the beginning here. Let's get lucky. He said so many good things at the beginning. I don't have them marked. They just know generally where they are. I'll just drop it in here about, let's see here, a few minutes into his talk. Let's see what he says here.
We needed somebody over at the RNC. I said, get that woman that ran Michigan. We need to elect more Republicans so we can protect our cities, defend our borders, grow our economy, and continue to make America great again. And that's what we're doing. We're doing. We're doing some job. We're all doing it together. But you see what's happening with regulations, with massive tax cuts, with judges. We're appointing judges like, I guess, never before has anything happened like what we're doing on great conservative Republican judges. We're setting records, and by the time we finish, I think we will have the all-time record. You have no idea how important that is. And then, of course, we have Justice Gorsuch, who's been fantastic. He has been fantastic. Everyone here tonight is united.
Now notice, folks, he's doing this extemporaneously half the time. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisting just an earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is
roadblocks
on a highway.
And during the break, this is a chance for you to call in, by the way, at 800-313-9443. During the break, just kind of a light thing here during the break, I noticed that in Santa Monica, where I used to live, they had the Big Wave Awards the other day, and there's a new world record. A Brazilian, Rodrigo Coxa, rode an 80-foot wave off of Portugal's Atlantic coast. Wow. I'm not gonna hit the, well, here, I'll hit the video. Let me just watch this for just a second. It says somebody has blocked, this is happening more and more on YouTube, but somebody's blocked the content. Here says watch on YouTube. Okay, so maybe I can see it here on YouTube. Oh my gosh, I'm a surfer myself, and so let me just see what this looks like. Oh my gosh. Okay, he's going left. That's unusual. Well, let's see, he's going left, and does he make it back down the face? Well, there it is. Pretty short ride, but pretty... Oh no, he's still on the wave. Not a short ride. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, that was interesting. Let's go back to Donald Trump, and here he is. If I get the audio back here on our president. Well, I lost it, I think, when I did something here that muted the signal. Just a second. Undo that.
For our great American flag.
Making a reference to the NFL.
We defend our flag. And we honor our flag. And if others honored our flag, they'd be a lot better off, wouldn't they? Wouldn't that be a lot better off? We put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we do that proudly. And we stand for the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, listen to that, NFL.
We believe that a strong nation must have strong borders.
It's just like the primaries, folks. Build the wall. Just like the primaries.
Are you watching that mess that's going on right now? With the caravan coming up? Are you watching this? And our laws are so weak. They're so pathetic. Given to us by Democrats. They're so pathetic. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. And let me tell you, we've gotten Mexico to work with us on stopping a lot of what's pouring in, but we have the worst laws anywhere in the world. We don't have borders. We're going to build the wall. We're getting it. We've already started. I don't know if you see. You know, it's funny. So San Diego, they're being just overrun. Great place.
Let me skip it forward here a little bit.
Happened over the last year.
Let me just pause it. And, but you heard it there, folks. That speech, that right there, could have come from any of his primary campaign stops, which were so dramatic and that we covered so fully on this show. This is the only show in the country that I know of devoted to the Trump phenomenon, which is the greatest thing, phenomenon, happening to any of us. And it hasn't stopped. It's accelerated. But now he's making those speeches as president, not as candidate. What a change. What a difference. And the sincerity and the power of what he's saying is only increased from what it was back in those primary days. So this was a beautiful, beautiful event in Michigan. The size of the crowds, also that has only amplified. That crowd in Michigan was humongous. And he mentioned it from the podium. He said, why couldn't it? This is a beautiful arena, but you could have gotten a bigger one. Yes, they could have filled any arena in America to capacity. So all of that very beautiful. And it'd probably be an insult to play you some of the crap from Michelle Wolf of the that was in the press club. Let's see. Can we get another little touch of this of the president here, and then we'll. That's about all we can do on the Washington event, Washington, Michigan. That is. Here he comes again. I'll just drop it in the middle somewhere here, just right smack in the middle of his speech. Let's see what he's saying, and notice his mastery of us. He understands us as a crowd, as a people. He goes from extemporaneous to teleprompter to extemporaneous. It's absolute mastery, his understanding of our feelings and our thoughts as red-blooded Americans. Just here he comes in just a second. Here's a great ad for the NRA. And by the way, Donald Trump, I'll skip that ad. Donald Trump will be speaking will be attending the NRA get-together in Texas. That's coming right up.
Here we're going. You know, what we did was, they call it a miracle. I don't think it was a miracle. Do you remember on Election Day, because it was really the day before, but it was 12 o'clock in the evening, when I started speaking, Grand Rapids, he says Grand Rapids. And I said, and it was an unexpected stop, but I heard the opponent was going out with the president, and they were going out also unexpected.
And they had skip forward a little bit.
Air. We're going to be great. We're going to reject people if they don't have the right project. But projects aren't going to take 18 years to get approved. And then in many cases, it's thumbs down after working 18 years. No, we're going to get it done. We're going to stand up for places like Detroit that need help. We're going to stand up. And we're going to stand up for great states like Michigan. And we've done that. This is the state where Henry Ford invented the assembly line. This is it. It's the state that gave us Motown, the Mustang, and the might of the American Midwest. It's a great state. It is where generations of proud workers at General Motors and Chrysler and Kellogg transformed our nation and changed the entire world. We were the leader, and now we're the leader again, and everybody is seeing it. And don't forget this. We have increased the values over the last 16 months tremendously. We are almost twice the size of the next largest economy.
China.
Remember that. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. And we're going to be growing very fast. It's time to look past the old divisions, tired thinking, the stale debates of the past, and finally come together as one nation under God. One nation under God.
Now, let me tell you how that theme was echoed at the American Renaissance Conference. One of the speakers, Sam Dixon, talked about, he said, well, we as patriots, we're not right. We're not left. Our question is it good on any question? The question is it good for our people? Now, Donald Trump just asked the same question. He did not specify, as Sam Dixon did, white people. He said our people. But the reality in America right now is that when you say our people, two-thirds of us are white. So his statement is two-thirds about white people. And we're going to look after the interests of our people. And the question is not left wing, right wing. What Sam Dixon proposed is let's not be a subset, the phraseology he uses. We're not on the right. We're not a subset of a political category. We're not the right wing of this faction, of this, part of a party. We're white people. Some of us are kind of liberal. Some of us are conservative. Some of us are left wing. Some of us are right wing. Some of us are this way or that way on any particular issue. And Sam Dixon made the very good point that if you go over particular issues, they're kind of independent of each other. They don't, they stand on their own. But there's a transcendent question on anything, which is it good for white people or is it good for us? And that's what Donald Trump is asking there. Is it good for us? And if it is, we'll do it. If it's not, we won't. Or in another spot in this speech, Donald Trump said, Angela Merkel, he said, she's for Germany. And then he said, Emmanuel Macron, he's for France. He says, well, I'm president of America and I'm for America. And it was, and the crowd roared. They love that. I'm for us. And he's Angela Merkel. He said properly, she should be for themselves, for their us. And Macron should be for the French. And that's the right thing to do. Each people should seek its own interests. And this sacrificing oneself for some other alien people, this is stupid. It has to stop. And giving what we have away over some insane feeling of guilt or responsibility, which is also stupid, and it has to stop. It leads to the end of our civilization, a phrase that Donald Trump uses constantly. So this was and Donald Trump, this is another thing that happened at the American Renaissance Conference. The best speech of all was given by an attorney named Adrian Davies. And he said, we have conducted ourselves on the, you know, this smaller nationalist movement. It is, unfortunately, a subset of a subset. We've conducted ourselves stupidly. He said, this is a very hard speech to make. And boy, was I glad to hear it finally made. This is a hard speech to make. I'm going to be saying things to my friends, hard things to my good friends, looking right at me. I'm looking at you in the audience. And it's hard for me to say these things. But he said, we have not run our movement well. We have brought people into the movement who, in small numbers, who don't have much to lose in life, who then have driven out large numbers of the people that we must attract. This is the point Davies made. Perfectly, brilliant point. He said, if we are to win, to save our people, we must attract the winners among our people to the cause. If we do not attract the winners, we lose. Simple as that. If all we attract is a small number of people who have nothing to lose, marginal people, not trying to be particularly insulting to these people, but if we attract people who aren't the winners of our culture, we lose. And to attract those winners, and our strategy, our performance, our behavior of attracting, and he used the example of the swastika, people burning a swastika in a field. He said, this is stupid. This attracts a tiny number of people, very tiny, who find that attractive. And it drives away a large number of our winners, of our best people. It guarantees our failure, that behavior. Guarantees failure. This is not smart. This is not using your... All that evolution that one of the speakers, Douglas Whitman, great teacher of evolution at Illinois State University, he talked about the glory of the traits that the white race has evolved, the beauty of it all. Well, we're not using that great evolution when we drive away the best people with really bad ideas and tactics. And he said the challenge for this movement is not, you know, don't get all full of yourself. Let's plan how we're going to save our people and save the race. He said, we're not going to do that. This little movement is not going to do that. Your problem, and Simon Roach from South Africa, he said the same thing in the keynote banquet speech. The problem, he said, pointing at the crowd, is you. And you have to solve that problem first before you have any pretension of saving our people. You've got to come up with a message and a performance that attracts the winners among our people, and you got to use your brains to think it out. And you have to be hard on yourself. Adrian Davies said, this is a very self-indulgent movement. You don't actually evaluate yourself critically. You don't look at things from outside of your own head to say, is this working? You know that famous phrase that sometimes people will say if you're doing something really dumb, someone will say to you, how's that working? Because it's not. And you've got to, you know, have a higher standard. And don't just keep doing the same thing that didn't work 50 years ago, 40, 30, 20, 10, last year, this week, didn't work. And keeping doing it, it is based, Adrian Davies said, attorney from London, brilliant, brilliant man. He sat next to me at his table. I had a table for the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens. I was handing out flyers for our event. I hope you'll attend it. If you want to find out about the event, go to the AmericanFreedomParty.us on the website. You'll see the link to the event. You'll see my phone number, 701-317-5317. It's all over the place, plastered. Call that number. My phone's sitting right here. Call me. My phone's been ringing, you know, constantly for the last several days, and I'll help you get into that event. He said, you've got to have high standards, and you've got to promote your best people, and then you have a chance. And it's going to be tough, even if we attract the best people. He said, get real, get serious, because even if we attract the best people, we may not win. This is Harry. We're on the edge of a cliff. We might lose even with our best people engaged. But if we drive them away, guaranteed catastrophe. We've got one more break and one more segment. You could squeeze in a call if you call. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hump and get it now. Hey, we're back. I only got one little tiny segment left, so I'll try to just do a... I've been wanting to say this. I keep thinking, after I do one of these shows where I mention how stupid the Hitler thing is, I think of most of you out there listening to my voice, you're going, why is Kelso talking about this? This is so stupid, it's not worth talking about. Because most of you out there are normal, regular Americans. And you're like me, as you grew up, as you went through college, as you went to your first job, you got married, and so on. Hitler wasn't even on the radar screen. You never, the guy seemed horrible. There was nothing attractive about him at all. There was nothing. How can a movement be based on this guy? Well, that's what 99% of white America thinks. And so why is it even worth talking about? Well, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing, folks. And I apologize for it. This has been a problem. And this is why Simon Roach was pointing to the crowd and said, the problem is you. And Adrian Davies said, the problem is you. You got to fix inside your movement. You got to fix this problem. You're not going to sell Hitler, boys and girls. This tiny number of people. You're not going to sell this guy to 99.9% of white America? They look at you and go, you start talking about Hitler, they blink and go, what's wrong with you? What have you been smoking? And so it's an embarrassing thing to think that this actually, but this has to be fixed. There has to be. Trump proves it. This is the Trump phenomenon. Trump proved red-blooded, straight-up Americanism, and that's it. No added ingredients that kill the whole thing. Don't put any toxic substance in there that kills the whole recipe. And that's what we've done in this little tiny movement. And it is tiny for that very reason. It's almost invisible. Most Americans hardly even know about it. So maybe I should talk about it less, because most of you in the audience there are scratching your heads saying, why is he talking about this? What does this connect with? Who are these people? I never heard of these people. I don't know what they're doing. So thank goodness, most of you, that 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump, you are the future. And that's the way to go. And that's where we'll be going tomorrow night when we continue. See you there tomorrow night in the Trump phenomenon.
Don't stop believing.